Transform your diet for a healthier you. Experts agree, a healthy diet consists of fresh fruits, veggies, low-fat dairy, whole grains, and lean proteins. But let's face it, most Americans aren't eating this way. The folks hit hardest by poor nutrition, low-income families of color. They're chowing down on too much sugar, processed foods, and fatty meats, which can lead to serious health issues like diabetes and heart disease, cutting lives shorter than their wealthier counterparts. Efforts to address the growing gap between the wealthy and the poor often revolve around two main assumptions regarding unhealthy eating habits in America. First, it's believed that families with lower incomes struggle to afford healthier food options. Second, it's assumed that these families lack physical access to grocery stores that offer nutritious foods. Dietary changes, beyond geographical access. The idea that building supermarkets in underserved areas would automatically lead to healthier eating habits has been challenged. Despite a substantial investment of over $650 million in initiatives like the Healthy Food Financing Initiative, studies show that simply increasing access to nutritious food isn't enough to spur dietary improvements in low-income communities. Author Priya Fielding Singh's research sheds light on this issue. Through numerous interviews, she discovered that the assumption of limited access to healthy food due to geographical barriers doesn't hold up. Surprisingly, many individuals in these communities have access to transportation, such as cars, and are willing to travel to obtain the food they desire. In many cases, the price tag speaks louder than taste when it comes to food choices. Junk foods, known for their irresistible flavors and low cost, often win the battle for attention. They pack a punch in calories and are a go-to option for families on a tight budget. Take Nya Baker, for instance. She's a single Black mom facing type 2 diabetes, caring for two kids, and dealing with a slipped disc that keeps her from working. To stretch her budget, she relies on a mix of government aid, SNAP benefits, occasional gigs, and family support. Understand food choices. What really shapes them? Like many moms, Baker wants to provide healthy meals for her daughters. However, despite her efforts, she often ends up buying junk food because it's cheaper and keeps her family full. Surprisingly, when she did buy healthy food in the past, she actually spent less money. But here's the kicker. When she gets free healthy food from the local pantry, her family won't eat it because they don't like it or know how to cook it. So, if it's not just about access and cost, what really influences food choices? Why do moms like Baker opt for Hot Pockets over fish, broccoli, and rice? A mother's dilemma. Nya Baker faces tough times trying to support her family. With limited funds, she can't afford outings like trips to water parks, and often has to turn down her daughter's requests for new things like clothes or toys. This leaves her feeling guilty and questioning her mothering skills. Yet, she finds solace in being able to say yes to inexpensive treats, like powdered donuts or Doritos. Even though money is tight, these small indulgences bring smiles to her daughter's faces and provide a moment of joy amidst financial hardships. Meet Julia Kane, a well-off mom who makes smart decisions for her family. Even though she can afford to splurge on many things for her kids, she draws the line at junk food. Instead, she invests in their education, experiences like concerts, and keeps their diets consistently healthy. Insights for better parenting. Meet Baker and Kane, two moms with distinct parenting styles. Baker thinks she's doing a fantastic job when she indulges her kids' love for junk food. Meanwhile, Kane finds fulfillment in saying no to those cravings. But both are caught in what sociologist Sharon Hayes calls intensive mothering, prioritizing their children's happiness above all else. The way we define good mothering today creates unfair advantages for some and barriers for others. Being a top-tier mom now means providing your kids with everything they need to succeed: education, resources, and nutritious food. But this unfairly favors those who are financially well off. Moms like Baker, who can't meet these high standards, constantly feel inadequate. Food companies promote unhealthy snacks to make moms feel less guilty. The food industry often targets mothers with ads that play on feelings of guilt. They suggest that buying addictive foods for kids is essential for good mothering. This message hits moms of all income levels. Some moms, like Kane, have the resources to teach their kids about healthy eating. But others, like Baker, struggle to afford food and worry about keeping their kids fed. Seeing her children go hungry only adds to Baker's stress and guilt about being a good mother. Additionally, many children are selective in their eating habits. Affluent parents can repeatedly offer nutritious options until their children develop a taste for them, while low-income parents face limitations in their ability to purchase foods their children may reject. Racial disparities in food choices. The food choices of low-income Americans, who are predominantly people of color, often mirror underlying racial inequalities. Unfortunately, there's a harmful stereotype linking childhood obesity with Black or Hispanic communities, often placing blame on mothers rather than scrutinizing the food industry's practices. Media portrayals of healthy eating tend to favor affluent white families, praising those who serve foods like kale and quinoa, while condemning mothers who rely on cultural staples like collard greens and cornbread, prevalent in Black communities. Moms struggle with healthy eating expectations based on gender. Moms often shoulder the bulk of housework, childcare, and meal preparation, while dads sometimes contribute to the frustration moms feel about promoting healthy eating habits. This occurs because men tend to engage in more unhealthy behaviors, like neglecting medical concerns, consuming excessive alcohol, or favoring high sodium and red meat-heavy diets. Preferring pizza over salad, many men rely on their spouses to make nutritious choices for the family, absolving themselves of accountability for their children's dietary well-being. Renata Ortega, a hard-working middle-class mom, faces a frustrating challenge. While she diligently tries to instill healthy eating habits in her children, her husband, Jose, often undermines her efforts. Renata finds herself alone in her commitment to ensuring her kids eat nutritiously, as Jose occasionally opts for fast food outings with the children when she's not available to cook dinner. This creates a family dynamic where Renata feels like the sole advocate for healthy eating. Limited time and resources often lead to unhealthy dietary compromises. Single mothers like Delfina Carrillo, who work demanding jobs, often find it tough to make healthy choices. Take Delfina, a cashier and mom to 15-year-old Luis. She says that cooking eats up the time she could spend bonding with her son after work. For many working parents, time is a precious commodity. Juggling long work hours and lengthy commutes leaves little room for grocery shopping, cooking, or tidying up. Mothers, especially, often find themselves torn between spending quality time with their children and preparing nutritious meals. This challenge isn't exclusive to lower-income families. Even relatively affluent mothers may struggle to balance their time effectively. While some wealthier moms can afford to hire household help, this doesn't fully compensate for the lack of time spent with their children. Prioritize healthy eating on a budget. When money gets tight, many families make tough choices, like cutting back on nutritious foods to save cash. In the U.S., household debt hit a whopping $14.3 trillion by March 2020, with student loans alone soaring to $1.56 trillion. While getting a college degree opens doors to better-paying jobs, it often means missing out on government aid, making the cost of living higher. Take Alvaro and Sofia Morales, for instance. They're college grads raising three kids, worried that a job loss or medical emergency could push them into poverty. When funds are tight, they tighten the belt on food spending first. But when they do have some extra cash, they use it to teach their family about healthy eating habits. Unfortunately, when money is scarce, they resort to cheaper but less nutritious junk food options. Stress and blame can affect diets, regardless of income. Low-income mothers often confront significant hurdles in ensuring the safety, shelter, and nourishment of their children. The burden of financial strain, lack of health coverage, housing insecurity, and living in unsafe environments weighs heavily on them. To address these challenges, they employ a coping strategy known as downscaling. This involves adjusting their expectations, often by comparing themselves to others in similar situations, to maintain a positive outlook on their lives. In the pursuit of being top-notch moms, many affluent women put a premium on aspects like safety, housing, healthcare, and schooling, assuming these are given. This focus often pushes them towards intensifying their efforts in other areas, particularly diet and meal preparation. Take Janae Lathrop, for example. Initially juggling long work hours and a lengthy commute, she resorted to ordering takeout frequently for her family, which left her feeling guilty. Determined to align with the gold standard of motherhood, she made a significant career change to have more time at home and cook most meals. However, her busy schedule still leads her to rely on frozen veggies and other prepared ingredients. Strategies for juggling motherhood, work, and well-being. Despite these efforts, mothers like Lathrop find themselves confronted with various challenges. The desire to have it all, a thriving career alongside the idealized image of a dedicated mother, often clashes with realities like a lack of paid leave, childcare, or flexible work hours from employers. Blaming mothers won't solve our problems. Instead, let's focus on practical steps. The government should make sure that companies take responsibility. They should offer more help to low-income parents, like better food assistance that encourages healthy choices. Families need homes and affordable childcare to get out of poverty, buy good food, and cook healthy meals. Let's stop blaming moms and start supporting them. It's time for policymakers, companies, and food industries to help parents raise healthy kids. Key points. 1. Healthy eating isn't just about access and cost. It's influenced by social, economic, and cultural factors. 2. Mothers, regardless of income, face challenges balancing work, parenting, and providing nutritious meals. 3. Food industry marketing often targets mothers with guilt-inducing tactics, affecting food choices. 4. Racial disparities exist in food choices, reflecting broader inequalities and stereotypes. 5. Affluent families may prioritize healthy eating, but time constraints and societal pressures impact their efforts. 6. Blaming mothers for dietary choices won't solve issues. Practical support and policy changes are needed. 7. Collaboration between policymakers, companies, and communities is crucial for promoting healthier eating habits.